The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Scientists review state of cannabis research in MS. Treatment with cannabis-based medications may ease muscle spasms, decrease pain, and aid in sleep for people with multiple sclerosis, but more research is needed to evaluate the potential benefits of cannabis use. This is the finding of a team of U.S. researchers who published a review paper, Neurological Benefits, Clinical Challenges, and Neuropathologic Promise of Medical Marijuana, a systematic review of cannabinoid effects in multiple sclerosis and experimental models of demyelination, in the journal Biomedicines. The cannabis plant has been used by humans for millennia, both recreationally and medicinally. Cannabis has two main biologically active ingredients, tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which is chiefly responsible for the high associated with cannabis use, and cannabidiol, or CBD, which does not induce a high but is thought to have anti-anxiety and anti-inflammatory effects. In recent years, there's been renewed interest in the potential of cannabis-based therapies to ease symptoms of MS and other chronic conditions. Here, researchers conducted a review of scientific studies on MS and cannabis that were published over the past 15 years. The review included a total of 28 studies. Half of the studies evaluated cannabis-based therapies in mouse models of MS. Broadly, findings from these preclinical studies have been promising, suggesting that cannabis therapies can lessen inflammation, protect nerves from damage, and ease spasticity. The therapies also promoted remyelination, the repair of the fatty myelin sheath that is damaged in MS. The experimental results, combined adequately, demonstrate that cannabinoid treatments are effective in diminishing clinical disease severity, alleviating hind limb stiffness, facilitating recovery, improving motor function, strengthening anti-inflammatory responses, and promoting remyelination in the nervous system, the researchers wrote. The results in animal models were generally consistent across studies. The researchers noted that there are important differences in the cannabis-sensitive biological systems in mice and people, so the validity of these results in humans is less certain. The other 14 studies were conducted with human participants. Most of them evaluated Sativex, an oral spray containing THC and CBD that is approved to treat MS-related spasticity in the European Union, the UK, and Canada, though not in the US. Sativex is marketed by Jazz Pharmaceuticals, which was not involved in this study. 9 of the inhuman studies assessed the effect of cannabis-based treatments on spasticity in 1,582 people with MS. Results showed that patients reported less spasticity with the treatment, as evidenced by an average decrease of 2.8 points on patient-related spasticity on a scale of 0 to 10, with a follow-up time of up to a year. 5 studies evaluated pain-related outcomes in 573 people with MS. Average pain scores were lowered significantly by 3.42 points at 4 weeks after starting treatment. In one study, the easing in pain lasted at least 6 months. 3 studies assessed sleep-related outcomes in 816 participants, and results generally showed that cannabis-based treatment could improve sleep quality. Another 3 studies that assessed the effect of treatment on urinary incontinence in 235 people showed no significant effect of treatment, though some modest decreases in the frequency and urgency of daily urination was noted. Across all these studies, the researchers noted there were responders and non-responders. That is, some patients appeared to derive a clear benefit from cannabis-based treatment, while others showed no signs of benefiting. The researchers noted that non-responders often dropped out of studies, ultimately meaning the studies had less statistical power to detect meaningful effects. The researchers also noted that placebo effects often were seen in studies with available placebo groups, so the benefits seen in studies lacking a control group were most likely overestimates. They stressed the need for well-controlled future studies to tease out the contribution of placebo effect in response to cannabis therapies. Overall, the team concluded, current evidence suggests that the magnitudes of effects from treatment with cannabis-based therapies on short-term neurological outcomes in MS patients are either small, limited, or moderate, and that the benefits are more easily detected by subjective rather than objective measures. They added, quote, to increase confidence in the efficacy of medical marijuana as an add-on therapy in MS, higher quality, multi-year, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trials are warranted to assess long-term tolerability and drug-drug interactions, as well as benefits for preventing breakthrough relapses, ability to reverse deficits or retard the accrual of disability, and the impact on measures of quality of life. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on March 23, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on March 25, 2022. The heel that won't heal. The dull throbbing always hits a crescendo in the wee small hours, as Mr. Sinatra, or rather his songwriters, so aptly put it. I'm referring to a wound that's been with me for over a year now. True, it disappeared for a teeny while when my heel was supposedly healed, but it took just one scrape to open back up the hellscape benefit. Because I have no control over my right leg, if the wound decides to play silly buggers, there's little I can do about it. It returned with all the fury of a spurned lover, transmogrified into a twisted stalker. Last night, my wife, Jane, had to change the bandage yet again. The wound is located in a truly appalling place to get at, except when I'm floating in the air via my hoist, which is now the only way I can be put to bed. The hors d'oeuvre didn't just waft upward. It smashed into all of our noses like a feral MMA fighter. The practice nurses, whom I see almost weekly, claim this is all healthy. The last time I smelled anything that bad was the abrasive nightly tincture of New York's Lower East Side in the 1980s, or the all-enveloping, dusky, fetid air of Mumbai. The wound initially put me in the hospital a year ago with cellulitis for 10 days. The slow repair of wounds was one of those oft-reported symptoms of MS, such as fatigue or brain fog, which were accepted by experience rather than hard science. Wounds do take longer to heal because of our MS, and indeed become something of a maw. It was during a recent visit to the nurses that some spurious, yet as it turned out, highly apposite, medical knowledge surfaced from the center of my brain, like photons from the sun, which take an awful long time after being produced to land on our beach-ready bodies. Although even my mind works a tad faster than the sun's photons, which take thousands of years just to reach its surface. I've always been interested in science despite a complete absence of any mathematical ability whatsoever. Having managed to get through an undergraduate education, I'm well aware of what I don't know, especially about the subjects I actually studied. Medical matters fall into the category of passing intellectual interest only. However, anyone who has a critical illness is thrust into an immediate ad hoc crash course in self-education, so I now possess loads of disparate information, like the fact that great leaps have been made in helping burn victims, including something about the ability to provide a lattice to help skin regrow. Surely something like that might help me? My nurse thought so too, and said she'd try to refer me to the Tissue Viability Service, which provides specialist advice and support to healthcare workers managing complex wounds in the UK. Cross-connection between medical disciplines is perhaps the one thing we as patients can do. Often the medical professionals do this for us, but sometimes we can suggest it ourselves. I'm going back in an hour, and am now armed with research from the service, which seems to have dozens of suggested therapies for various wounds. For this, I get to report in real time, which is rather unusual for us weekly columnists. Please continue to watch this space. And we're back! As it happens, my nurse hadn't referred me to the burn specialist yet, but as soon as I blurted out, Tissue Viability Service, she was right on board. Wounds that last a year or more are definitely in their territory. They also handily visit my clinic every Thursday, which is convenient. Jane drives me everywhere in our A-team van, so I feel it behooves me to sign off, albeit sans cigar, with an I love it when a plan comes together. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.